Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Outward ritual or inward relationship. A man is not a Jew if he is only one outwardly. A man is a Jew if he is one inwardly. Romans 2:28-29. What you act like on the outside, what you are on the inside, are they the same or different? The Jews of Paul's day had laws, customs, and holidays that reminded them that they were a religious people, a God-centered society. But they mistook knowing about God for knowing God, a mistake many duplicate today. Outwardly, they honored God with their lips, but inwardly, they dishonored him with their hearts. W.H. Griffith. Thomas offers this caution about confusing head knowledge with heart knowledge in your relationship with God. Walk with W.H. Griffith. Thomas, nothing is easier than self-righteousness and self-deception in religion. It is possible without any real change of heart to know a great deal of Christian truth, to be occupied with Christian work, to be associated with Christian people, to know with great familiarity Christian jargon, to live largely in a Christian atmosphere, yet all the while be without the new life that is the Spirit of God. The danger of such a position is far greater than that of willful and deliberate sin. Our Lord was constantly warning his hearers against such false assumptions. Today's New Testament reading is Romans chapter 2, verses 17 through 29.
Now you, if you call yourself a Jew, if you rely on the law and boast in God, if you know his will and approve of what is superior because you are instructed by the law, if you are convinced that you are a guide for the blind, a light for those who are in the dark, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of little children, because you have in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth, you then, who teach others, do you not teach yourself? You who preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say that people should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law? As it is written, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. Circumcision has value if you observe the law. But if you break the law, you have become as though you had not been circumcised. So then, if those who are not circumcised keep the law's requirements, will they not be regarded as though they were circumcised? The one who is not circumcised physically and yet obeys the law will condemn you who, even though you have the written code and circumcision, are a lawbreaker. A person is not a Jew who is one only outwardly, nor is circumcision merely outward and physical. No, a person is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is circumcision of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the written code. Such a person's praise is not from other people, but from God.
The Jews thought they were close to God. In reality, they were an eternity away. Jesus warned, "Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me." Hard words. Words that remind you that Christianity is more than facts and actions. It involves an inward transformation of heart. You can fool your friends with the things you know, the words you use, the good works you do. But outward ritual can never replace the inward relationship God wants to have with you today and every day.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.